joined by Steve Torrance, our top fuel champion here at the AAA of Texas, NHRA Fall Nationals, driver of the Texas-based Capco Contractors, top fuel dragster. Steve, almost in the same vein as Robert Hyde, our top fuel winner. This race, was it maybe conquering the racetrack, maybe conquering history, maybe trying to conquer your opposition? Talk about the weekend.
You know, everybody built it up. Oh, you're coming back from the wreck and this and that. And that was the problem on Q1. But after that, that was all out the window. And so we were here just to go rounds. And you know, Clay and Grubby, those guys are tough. They're really tough in qualifying. They've been tough through race day. But those little points, they stack up, you know, and so we need to go rounds. And that was a huge round for us when he went out in the semis, and then we were able to get the win against Terry. But you know, I don't have a top fuel championship. I have a top alcohol championship, and the year that I won that, I won at Dallas. We've been trying to get it done for, I guess, since 10 or 11 or whenever we started this deal. We've been trying to win here with our own car, and I think we had a good shot last year. We just had some misfortune, but this is a check off of my bucket list to be able to come to Dallas and win. I told the boys in the tow vehicle on the way up here, I said, you know, we got three priorities. One of them's going to be the points. The second one is going to be the cowboy hat, and then we'll get to Wally if they'll hand it to us. So I couldn't be more proud to pull off a victory in front of everybody that was here this weekend. There were so many people supporting us, so many fans, guys and girls that I raced with and sportsman stuff, in addition to all the people from Capco that were here, all the people from the gas companies that we worked for, clients and stuff that came up and supported us. So to be able to you know, check that box off at home, and just the way that the season has gone and everything, it's just, you know, every one of these victories are icing on the cake, but it's really special to get one at home in front of the hometown crowd.
You've approached this countdown with a kind of, I would say, a special level of intensity. Your team has as well. Beyond that, have you ever had more fun drag racing than you've had over the last several weeks?
You know, it's intense. It takes extreme focus. It takes staying in a specific mindset the whole time. I dropped the ball in the final. I was late on the tree. I knew I was dead late, and I could hear him the whole way until right there at the end. I felt like we pulled ahead a little bit. But these Capco guys, Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, every one of those boys, they got my back. And when you go up there knowing that you could slap the biggest guy in the bar and probably come out unscathed, it makes you feel good. And that's the mindset that I have. I mean, I know that if I go up there and just do my job, that I got a really good race car. So it's taking some pressure off, but I had fun through the regular season. But now it's Katie Barr the door. We're, you know, somebody somewhere started the redemption tour, but we're here. We're here for unfinished business. We felt like we got robbed last year, and we are doing everything that we possibly can to not let that happen. And at the end of the day, we're going to do the best job that we can. We let the good Lord handle the rest. He's been on our side the first three of the countdown. I hope he continues to be there for the last three.
It seemed like the accident here last year bothered you a whole lot less. It truly annoyed you that you'd given so many points, qualifying bonus points, to Clay Milliken. It seemed like that was.
We don't keep up with the points. Clay can do what they're going to do, and we're going to do what we do. And if we run into him on race day, we're going to try to chop his head off.
The final sort of proved the independence. You're not the only independent. You inspired other people.
You know, that's what I did tell Terry down there. I said, you know, the best thing about all of this is there was two independent cars in the final. There's been two independent cars in the last final. I mean, it's just, you know, these big multi-car teams aren't the powerhouse that they once were. And so it gives hope to other people, you know. I mean, some people don't like the track prep. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other, but I think it's leveled the playing field quite a bit. So it's good to see Terry. Those guys have worked so hard, and you know, they're as of lately, they're having some success, and I'm happy to see that. Terry's a good guy, and I leaned in the car there at the end, and I saw Cameron, his little boy, in there crying, and that broke my heart. I almost wanted to give him the trophy. I said, man, it's okay. Your dad did an absolute good job. And you know, sometimes it just goes that way, but you'll learn that. And I was proud of Terry and that little guy right there. I mean, I hated to see him crying, but I don't want him to not cry and be happy against me, but I want him to win some more.
Sure, he'll be running against him.
Yeah.
Steve, a lot of stuff about Robert's comeback. Your own team, your crew chief, had his own medical issues. Talk about that and how good it was to have him.
I think that, you know, Robert came back from St. Louis with some extra parts and pieces in him. I don't think Hogan did. They just went in and did a little bit of, you know, in and out. Richard texted me earlier in the week and said, I didn't realize how bad I did feel. He's feeling really a lot better right now. And we just try to, you know, keep him smooth and keep him calm and let him do his job. I can't say enough about that guy. I put all of my faith in him in 2011 when we started. And I think that a lot of teams out here had written him off. You know, he's this, he's that, he won't move to Indy. Well, sometimes you look at people for what they can be, and I think that he can be a champ.
You're halfway to perfect in the countdown here. I mean,
no, we're not halfway there. We're all the way there. Yeah. So far. We just got halfway through it.
Yeah.
Man, it's unbelievable. You know, it's not difficult to be humble when everything has just gone our way. And I know good and well it ain't by our own doing. I mean, I'm a firm believer in the good Lord has a bigger plan than what we make up. We make our plans and he laughs. We're just going to do the best we can. That's what I've been saying to myself every time. Go up there, do the best you can, let God handle the rest. And it's been, I'm pretty happy with the way he's handling it.
Cool. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.